You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Bulls have roared on Dalal Street as strong global cues and RBI governor appointment have cheered markets. Clearly, Urjit Patel's resignation has become a thing of the past and all the catastrophe and bloodbath that we were expecting from Dalal Street turned out to be quite a non-event. At the close of market hours, the Sensex closed up 629.06 points or 1.79% up at 35,779.07 and playing twinsies, Nifty 50 also rose 1.79% or 188.4 points to close at 10,737. This bump we have received on Dalal Street on this very Wednesday, the hump day, is what we're going to talk about as we take a leisurely evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Bulls took charge right from the word go and consistently traded in the green, but intense buying in the last hour helped the market end on an even stronger note. The Nifty not only managed to clock 10,700, but also closed above this mark. Investors cheered the appointment of a new RBI governor, Shaktikant Das, who took over from Urjit Patel. Additionally, strong global cues on the back of possible easing US-China tensions aided sentiment. It is true, I have said that very sentence at least a dozen other times, but well, those cues have clearly helped the markets today. Buying was visible across all sectors with maximum gains seen among automobiles, metals, banks, infrastructure and consumption names in the broader market. The Nifty Midcap Index ended about 3% higher. At the close of market hours, the Sensex closed up, like I said earlier, 629.06 points or 1.79% at 35,779.07, while Nifty rose 188.4 points or 1.79% again at 10,737.6. The market breadth was positive as 1,882 shares advanced against a decline of 645 shares, while 139 shares remained unchanged. Hero MotoCorp, Bharti Airtel and India Bulls Housing Finance gained the most, while Dr. Reddy's Laboratories and Bharti Infratel lost the most. What were some stocks that made some news on Dalal Street? Shares of Zydus Wellness gained 4.5% after the company received CCI approval for acquisition of businesses of Heinz. Shares of Sun Pharmaceutical Industries rose 2% after research house Nomura has upgraded its rating and also raised the target price. Share price of Ashok Leyland jumped 2% after the company signed a memorandum of understanding with Israel's Elbit Systems. Shares of NBCC gained 4% after the company won an order worth 172 crore rupees. ACC, the cement company, gained 3% after the company board approved the expansion proposals. Shares of Ramco System rose 2% on bagging an order in the United States. Shalby shares gained 2% after signing an MOU with International SOS for providing medical assistance to foreign travelers in India. And finally, auto stocks hogged the limelight and were riding at top speed after news reports indicated that China is expected to cut tariffs on cars made in the United States. As usual, a quick world tour. Let's find out how international markets behaved today. Asia stocks closed in positive territory as investors bet on easing tensions between Washington and Beijing. Again, this feels like Groundhog Day. I've said this multiple times before. Meanwhile, European stocks are still trading and they're rallying as well on the back of the same piece of news. Sterling fluctuated ahead of the vote of no confidence that British Prime Minister Theresa May will face. The pan-European stock 600 was up nearly 1% at the time of my saying this. Well, unlike politicians, we always keep our promise. A quick wrap-up of all the events of Dalal Street and markets from across the world in under 4 minutes. I'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street. Will this bullish run continue on Dalal Street? And what else transpired in the world of business and finance post-market hours? We will intimate you of all of those details in an intimate podcast we like to call a morning walk down Dalal Street. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.